This morning on WCHL, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says she's in the mix of the big discussions involving athletics, including the conversation about P.J. Hairston.
I think it's ultimately the authority in the chancellor is the responsible person.
Carborough Alderman want a replacement of the board in time for Mayor-elect Lavelle's move to the mayor's seat.
You can discuss it next week and direct staff to prepare a resolution on which way you want to fill the seat.
Yes.
And not long after Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt was reelected, his phone was ringing with the vice president on the other end of the line. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And at WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina football is preparing for another road contest and will make its first trip to Pittsburgh for a conference matchup. And we'll hear from the head coach of the women's soccer team, Anson Dorrance, as he prepares his team for the NCAAs. And
it's a first, the Grid Heels and Hoop Heels playing at the same time.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 at WCHL, 28 degrees. Yes. We're going to have lots of sunshine today and actually a nice day if you don't mind the chill. High today, 45 degrees. First, a cold front sent temperatures plunging across North Carolina last night and added a preview of wintertime with a little bit of snow. It seemed a lot colder last night because of the winds. We don't have that this morning, at least. The National Weather Service reported a little snow flurry activity as far east as the Research Triangle Park. And, of course, we got some right here in town. There were more reports of rain and snow across the Piedmont and the mountains. And late last night, an Arctic cold front descended on our state, creating gusty winds and falling temperatures. Right now, as I said, 28 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little nippy. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the big decisions about athletics that ultimately affect the university come down to the chancellor.
I think it's ultimately the authority in the chancellor is the responsible person. I have pretty strong feelings about that.
The chancellor spoke with WCHL's Jim Hebner in a news special for her first conversation to you after taking office in July. Chancellor Folt says she's not going to be involved in the winning and losing of each team. However, she says when it involves the compliance issues and rules or the proper punishment when rules are broken, she needs to be in the mix.
I don't try to manage every single part of the budget line, but I certainly am going to talk to people about the way we manage our money. I'm going to work with Bubba on the issues, and I'm also going to respect his ability to manage his division. So it's a conversation that you have, and you talk quite a bit, and you decide where the moment is that you're part of that ultimate decision. But in the end, I have to feel very comfortable with the major decisions that are made.
UNC basketball's P.J. Hairston was suspended over the summer after an arrest of possession of marijuana and driving without a license, as well as a reckless driving and speeding charge. UNC decided to leave the severity of punishment up to the NCAA, and the NCAA has not yet announced how many games Hairston will have to sit out. Chancellor Folt says she's been in the conversation surrounding the Hairston situation. She says in any situation, there's a process that has to be followed to make sure it's all handled properly.
I would say that Bubba Cunningham would come to me and say, this is the situation. This is my opinion on how to go forward. And then we would seek opinion of a number of senior leaders, depending on that, not down to the details of every NCAA infraction, but when we're dealing with something that might be a very high-profile issue, or if Bubba has concerns about it, or if we think that this is an important aspect of how Carolina is going to make decisions going forward, I would be involved in it.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News at 8:45. We'll bring you part three of Jim's interview with Chancellor Folt, and we'll bring you part four tomorrow. Carborough Alderman last night signaled they don't want to wait until December to figure out how to fill Lydia Lavelle's soon-to-be-open seat on the board. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When Lydia Lavelle is sworn in as mayor of Carborough this December, she'll leave a vacancy on the board of aldermen. Fellow board members say they want to start the conversation now about how to fill that open seat. Here's Jacqueline Gist.
I would like us to have a conversation next week on filling Lydia's seat and how we want to approach that. There's a lot of buzz in the community.
The seat will officially become vacant December 3rd, but the aldermen do not meet again until January 2014. Town Clerk Kathy Wilson told the board they will have to decide on the process at that January meeting.
You can discuss it next week and direct staff to prepare a resolution on which way you want to fill the seat.
Yes.
And then the charter requirement would be if you decide to fill it by having a special election, then you must make that decision on the meeting after the date in which the vacancy occurred.
The board could choose to fill the seat by appointment or at a special election held during the May primary. Although aldermen also have the option to hold a separate townwide special election before May, board members quickly ruled that out as too expensive. Carborough's special election this past March to fill Dan Coleman's seat cost the town approximately $18,000. Damon Siles was the sole candidate. He won with 232 votes. The board can't formally adopt a process, but Gist said she'd like to provide clarity to the public now, especially as some are already vying for the appointment.
There's a lot of lobbying going on for people. Frankly, put it out there, I think we need to have an election because it's not our seat to give. It's the people's seat to vote on. We need to have that conversation.
Right.
The board agreed to discuss options and preliminary costs next Tuesday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Shortly after Chapel Hill, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith was easily reelected to his third term last Tuesday. He received a special phone call of congratulations from none other than the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke to Mayor Kleinsmith about this unexpected conversation.
I just picked it up and said hello, and I was greeted with a, you know, hello, this is Joe Biden.
That's Mayor Kleinsmith, who's the Democrat. Around 10:30 on election night, he received a call from an unknown number and thankfully answered it instead of letting it go to voicemail.
I participated in several campaigns over the years, and but I've never received a call like that one.
Biden, considered likely to run in the 2016 presidential election, made several calls that evening to Democratic municipal election winners in Iowa, which holds the nation's first caucus, and the battleground states of North Carolina and Pennsylvania, according to USA Today. The vice president has pledged support for U.S. Senator Kay Hagan as she seeks a second six-year term in 2014. North Carolina House Speaker Tom Tillis is one of several Republicans running for their party's nomination to challenge her. Kleinsmith is among those who support Hagan.
I told him how excited I was to participate in our next election next year here in North Carolina and working to get Senator Hagan reelected, and he was glad to hear that.
Republicans hold a supermajority in the North Carolina House, Senate, and Governor's Mansion. Many local elected officials here in Orange County have voiced their opposition to legislation enacted by the General Assembly this past legislative term. Kleinsmith said Biden offered praise for the progressivism that's come to be attributed to our community.
He responded by thanking me and for the work we were doing and acknowledging that places like Chapel Hill are where progress is being made in our country, and he was grateful that we were continue to be committed to it.
As far as offering endorsements for potential presidential nominees in the 2016 election, Kleinsmith said he was inclined to support Hillary Clinton, though he said it was still early in the process. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Vice President Biden is coming to Chapel Hill this Friday to help raise campaign money for State Senator Kay Hagan. The White House made that announcement on Tuesday. Hagan seeks re-election next year. Vice President Biden had planned a trip to Durham last month. That trip was canceled due to the partial government shutdown. But again, he's coming to Chapel Hill on Friday. North Carolina's most prominent gay rights organization says it's assembled elected officials who are interested in advancing policies it says will promote equal rights and justice. Equality North Carolina announced on Tuesday it's created what's called NC Electeds for Equality. There are initially more than 30 local and state officials, such as Attorney General Roy Coop, State Treasurer Janet Cowell, mayors, and legislators. Equality NC says the group will help officials learn more about issues affecting gays and lesbians and bisexual and transgendered people. Equality NC unveiled the NC Electeds group at its annual fundraising gala last weekend. The organization says participation in the group does not mean an elected official is endorsing Equality NC's positions. And the Supreme Court won't hear an appeal from three former Duke University lacrosse players who are among those falsely suspected of raping a stripper. The players, Ryan McFadden, Matthew Wilson, and Breck Archer, wanted the court to say their constitutional rights were violated by the Durham police when officers made the lacrosse team give DNA samples and examine their bodies in an attempt to find evidence to use against them. All of the charges that were filed in the case were dismissed. The three players who appealed were not among those charged. The Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said police can use a significantly lower standard than probable cause to justify a court order compelling a search and DNA swabs. The High Court will not review that decision. a lot of business people, past and present, being honored tonight in our community. That story coming up in just a moment. WCHL News Time is 7:16. Time to take a look at traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by executive chef James Clark and a talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, my favorite traffic reporter, Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. You're my favorite WCHL morning host.
Thank you. Of course, not a lot of choices there.
You're my favorite morning host no matter where or when, Ron. Mm,
right. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. 15501 northbound or southbound, moving with a little bit of a delay right now in both directions between NC 86 and NC 54. Eastbound and westbound on NC 54, seeing some delays between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things are moving fairly smoothly. The Durham Freeway, I-40, NC-54 elsewhere, 15501 elsewhere. MLK has cleared up. Estes Drive moving smoothly as well. And otherwise, things moving nice and smooth. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Immersed in the East 54 community, you can book your private dining party there from 10 all the way up to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms, not to mention the food and the drink. All excellent and great. Big screen TVs everywhere so you can watch your favorite sporting events. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. It is 27 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Sunny skies, cooler. High today in the middle 40s, tonight clear, cold, lows down in the middle 20s, and then tomorrow is sunny and not quite as cool in the afternoon with a high up to about 57 or 58 degrees, but then tomorrow night it's going back down to the upper 20s with clear skies. So really chilly weather, there's no question about it. Winter is upon us.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
7:18 at WCHL. The Chamber of Commerce is recognizing 12 individuals who have shaped our local business economy by honoring them tonight as the inaugural class in the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. A special recognition was designated for individuals with a record of excellence in business management and entrepreneurship, as well as having a positive impact on the community during their careers. The inaugural class of the Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame includes WCHL's own Jim Hebner, Stein, Bill, and Jesse Bassnight Sr. of S.H. Bassnight & Sons, Michael Barefoot of Southern Season, Mildred Council of Mama Dips, Orville Campbell of the Chapel Hill News, Ted and Edward Danziger of Restaurateurs, Mickey Yule of Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, R.B. and Jenny Fitch of Fitch Creations, Mac Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware, George Watts Hill Sr. of Central Carolina Bank, Frank Keenan of Keenan Oil and Keenan Transport, and Mel Raskus of Mel Raskus and Associates Realtors. To honor the inaugural class, the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce will host a black tie gala tonight at the Carolina Inn with the induction ceremony set for 8 o'clock. WCHL News Time, 7:20. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Rod Stutz. The number 15 UNC men's soccer team dropped a 2-1 decision at Clemson in the quarterfinal round of the ACC tournament last night. Two late goals by Clemson was the difference in the come-from-behind victory, advancing the Tigers to the ACC semifinals for the second straight year. On the flip side, this will be the first time since 2009 that Carolina doesn't advance to the semis in the first under head coach Carlos Somoza. It was Carolina that struck early. Cooper Vandermas Peeler waited only 29 seconds to find the back of the net to stake the road team to a very early 1-0 advantage, but it didn't hold up. Carolina, as the momentum began to swing in the Tigers' favor, pendulum swung even further in favor of Clemson when Kyle Fisher headed home a corner kick to take a 2-1 lead in the 82nd minute of play. Carolina couldn't muster another goal in the final minutes and dropping back-to-back games for the first time since all the way back to the 2008 season, a remarkable run that saw the Tar Heels advance to four straight college cups and the 2011 national championship. Well, it was a night for college basketball last night, and Duke lost to Kansas. Andrew Wiggins scored 16 of his 22 points in the second half, outplaying Duke's outstanding freshman Jabari Parker down the stretch and helping number 5 Kansas knock off fourth-ranked Duke 94-83. Jabari Parker, a former prep star at nearby Simeon High School, at 27 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 steals in a spectacular homecoming in Chicago, but it was not enough. Again, Kansas over Duke last night, 94-83. Not a good night for North Carolina State's basketball team either. Sean Kilpatrick scored 21 points. Titus Rubles added 14. Bearcats of Cincinnati pulled away from the Wolfpack in the final minutes for a 68-57 win on Tuesday. T.J. Warren and Ralston Turner each scored 13 points. Desmond Lee had 10 for North Carolina State. The teams combined for 12 ties and 8 lead changes. Very competitive game. We're now 3 days out from Carolina's next road test. Inform Pittsburgh will provide the next challenge for a bowl-hungry Tar Heel football team. Head coach Larry Fedora says he thinks quarterback Marquise Williams may just make the difference for his team this weekend.
Yes, head coach Larry Fedora was pleased with the level of play displayed by his Tar Heels against Virginia, but he says the team has moved on and is now focusing all of its efforts on preparing for a tough Pittsburgh squad that has only dropped one game at home this season. And that one loss came at the hands of seemingly national championship-bound Florida State.
You know, we evaluated the film from the last game, got it all done, made the corrections, and have moved on to our next opponent, which is Pitt, up at their place. We've got to do a great job with our team this week, preparing them for Pitt and what they do offensively and defensively, and go up there and focus on being 1-0.
Coach Fedora says quarterback Marquise Williams has really stepped up to replace Bren Renner nicely and will continue to honor the senior leader with his play.
I tell you that he's learned a lot from Bren, and he appreciates that. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Bren has passed the team on to Marquise, and Marquise is appreciative and just wanted to honor him with his play on Saturday.
The running threat of Williams adds another dimension to the Tar Heel offense. Coach Fedora says opposing defenses now have to account for one more wrinkle to the playbook, opening up gaps for other offensive playmakers.
Yeah, it's made a world of difference for us because, you know, now that he is a run threat, a defense has to always to take into account that he's a threat. You know, it opens up things in the play-action passing game. It just opens up a lot of things.
When questioned about the worry of Carolina getting complacent and overlooking the Pitt matchup, Coach Fedora wasn't too worried. He says their win against Notre Dame last week would prevent any such lapse in intensity.
Do I think that we have to worry about that? I mean, this team just beat Notre Dame, you know, and we're going on the road. You know, I mean, our guys are going to know. I mean, they're going to turn the film on, look at the film, and they're going to know. And so it's going to be... Our what we've been doing is focusing on ourselves. Let's just be 1-0.
And those 1-0s each week can certainly add up. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
UNC senior defensive end Kareem Martin is one of the 18 standout players selected to the 2013 Ted Hendricks Award midseason watch list. Kareem Martin leads the Tar Heels with 12.5 tackles for a loss. He's tied for the team lead in sacks with 5.5 on the season. Martin's level of play has seen marked improvement in recent weeks, helping Carolina turn its season around. The Ted Hendricks Award is named in honor of college football's first 3-time first-team All-American. Hendricks played for the University of Miami and went on to a 15-year NFL career. You can read the story and follow all the latest on Carolina football on our website, chapelboro.com. There's a new man at the helm of the Chapel Hill High School sports program. Tim Bennett replaced Todd Morgan, who's departing to assume the head basketball coaching position at C.B. Acock High School in Pikeville. Like Morgan, new director of athletics Tim Bennett has served as a coach and a director. Bennett was football coach at Roanoke Rapids for 12 years and turned the losing football program around, qualifying for the playoffs 6 times in his final 9 seasons. Recently, WCHL's Matt Oaks had a chance to head over to Chapel Hill High and sit down with Tim Bennett. Bennett says his time at Roanoke Rapids helped prepare him for his current role in Chapel Hill, albeit at a smaller scale.
Chapel Hill's a much bigger program, more sports, more coaches, but Roanoke Rapids, the 6 years I spent there as athletic director, we had a pretty good program. We were very competitive in a lot of sports, so it definitely helped me in preparation for this job. It's just everything at Chapel Hill is on a bigger scale.
What intrigued Bennett most about the open post at Chapel Hill High? He says a multitude of factors made it a fairly easy choice, not to mention Bennett as a local product.
Well, the past history, the tradition, looking from outside, the pride the athletic department has, the success. And I'm also a local product over at Durham, went to Northern High School and competed against Chapel Hill, so knew the high standards that they have over here.
One of Bennett's first tasks to tackle was a new head coaching hire for the basketball team. Bennett hired previous assistant Layson Perkins on an interim basis and said he's pleased with that decision.
Well, he's been around the program. He was with Coach Morgan as they were building the basketball program back up. During the process, he just stood out as someone that was ready, wanted the opportunity. He's in the building as a teacher. So let's give him a shot, see what he can do. He knows the kids. He knows the routine. I think he'll do a great job.
Right now, Bennett says he's enjoying meeting all the coaches and staff members, and he's happy to report the program is in a good place. Bennett says he's looking forward to continuing that legacy of success at Chapel Hill High School in the future.
Just right now, I'm getting to meet the coaches. I've gotten to meet all the winter coaches, and they've told me about their programs and just kind of share some expectations. So right now, I feel like Chapel Hill is in good hands with the coaches that we have. Miss Jackson's got a vision that I believe in, and I think we'll just continue to work hard and be competitive and have a successful program.
You can read this story and hear Tim Bennett's full interview with WCHL's Matt Oaks on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports, 727.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It's a first, the Grid Heels and Hoop Heels playing at the same time. This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. An unprecedented scheduling quirk came out this week when ACC TV set the Old Dominion Carolina football game at the same time as Carolina playing Richmond at the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic on ESPN3, whatever that is. Problem is, you can't even listen to Hoops on the radio because the Tar Heel Sports Network can broadcast both games at once. Now no one will be able to see it or hear it unless you subscribe to ESPN3, whatever that is. What a conundrum. Maybe Carolina's crack marketing staff can upload, download, or just put up the ESPN3 basketball game on the video boards at Keenan Stadium. Call it a customer service that would keep people from staying home and buying ESPN3, whatever that is. If there are cheers while a quarterback is getting sacked, well, you'll know what's going on. The ACC couldn't get around the conflict because it signed this massive TV deal with ESPN and Raycom that assured every school would be on TV for every game, whether ESPN3 or the Rabbit Ears High Noon Network. It's the same with every conference, which results in about 20 games being on TV every Saturday. Have you seen how many choices there are on the tube each week? Last Saturday, there were a couple of A&Ms, and I don't mean Texas, matched up with a couple of states you've never heard of. I used to wonder where they got enough officials to work these games. Now I wonder about finding all the TV announcers, producers and cameramen, and pretty young ladies with no knowledge of football to work as sideline reporters. If schools are worried about losing attendance to TV, why would they insist on every game being on somewhere? Recruiting is the answer. A coach can say to Johnny Hotshot, "Hey, we played all 12 games on TV last year," even though half the stadium was empty when the team ran out. This may actually help the Old Dominion crowd when you think about it. There will be no excuse not to come out and hopefully cheer the Heels onto bowl eligibility. They can't watch basketball if they don't buy ESPN3, and they can't listen to the game while doing errands. So maybe they'll show up in Keenan to see the Tar Heels maul the Monarchs. This is our chance, Dee. See ya.
It's here. Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of 2013. This weekend. 3 days of spectacular pre-holiday savings. This is the big one. You get Diamonds Direct's amazing value price. Plus, extra savings on every piece of diamond fashion and designer jewelry. All earrings, all bracelets, all bands, pendants, pearls, even engagement ring mounting. It doesn't get any better than this. Buy now, save big, and let us hold it for you till Christmas. Extra savings store-wide. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. you offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It is 7:30 and WCHL 28 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Lots of sunshine today. It's going to be cooler. High today in the middle 40s. Boy, it was cold last night, wasn't it? And it's cold this morning without the wind. A little bit of snow late yesterday and last night as well.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
And I'm Dave Barrett. They'll have a mass burial in the city of Tacloban in the Philippines. Body bags are piling up in the hot sun 5 days after the typhoon. Correspondent Seth Doan on the survivors.
The city administrator here estimates that 90% of his city was affected by this typhoon, but he says just 20% of people have received aid.
Tim Van Riet is a first aid expert. He came in from Belgium.
Most of the things are destroyed. Lots of people homeless, without water, without food.
His assessment?
At this moment, we know there's practically nothing left.
Looting has been a problem since the storm passed through, and now, says Sky News' Stuart Ramsey, there's an effort to cut down on that problem.
Critically, of course, the military is now taking over, and they should be able to provide the security that is needed with a relief effort like this. You have to control the food, but you have to get it out as quickly as possible so that people don't come scavenging or going to warehouses looking for it.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 28 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine today. Yes, it's frigid. A cold front sent temperatures plunging across North Carolina last night and added a preview of wintertime with some snow in some locations. We got a little bit of light snow right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. The National Weather Service reported snow flurries as far east as the Research Triangle Park last night. More reports of rain and snow across the Piedmont and mountains in North Carolina. Very little accumulation anywhere. Later last night, an Arctic cold front descended on our state, creating gusty winds and falling temperatures. The winds were really cold last night, but thankfully no winds to speak of this morning. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the big decisions about athletics that ultimately affect the university come down to the chancellor.
It's ultimately the authority in the chancellor is the responsible person. I have pretty strong feelings about that.
The chancellor spoke to WCHL's Jim Hebner in a news special for her first conversation to you after taking office back in July. Chancellor Folt says she's not going to be involved in the winning and losing of each team. However, she says when it involves compliance issues and rules or the proper punishment when rules get broken, she needs to be in the mix.
I don't try to manage every single part of the budget line, but I certainly am going to talk to people about the way we manage our money. I'm going to work with Bubba on the issues, and I'm also going to respect his ability to manage his division. So it's a conversation that you have, and you talk quite a bit, and you decide where the moment is that you're part of that ultimate decision. But in the end, I have to feel very comfortable with the major decisions that are made.
UNC basketball's P.J. Hairston was suspended over the summer after an arrest for possession of marijuana and driving without a license. Those charges later dropped. And then there was a reckless driving and speeding charge. UNC decided to leave the severity of punishment up to the NCAA. Well, the NCAA has not yet announced how many games Hairston will have to sit out, although the season is underway. Chancellor Folt says she's been in the conversation surrounding Hairston. She says in any situation, there's a process that has to be followed to make sure it's all handled properly.
I would say that Bubba Cunningham would come to me and say, this is the situation. This is my opinion on how to go forward. And then we would seek opinion of a number of senior leaders, depending on that, not down to the details of every NCAA infraction, but when we're dealing with something that might be a very high-profile issue, or if Bubba has concerns about it, or if we think that this is an important aspect of how Carolina is going to make decisions going forward, I would be involved in it.
Stay tuned to the WCHL Morning News at 8:45. Next hour, we'll bring you part three of Jim's interview with Chancellor Carol Folt, and we'll bring you part four coming up on Thursday. A Carborough alderman last night signaled they don't want to wait until December to figure out how to fill Lydia DeVell's soon-to-be-open alderman seat. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
When Lydia Lavelle is sworn in as mayor of Carrboro this December, she'll leave a vacancy on the Board of Aldermen. Fellow board members say they want to start the conversation now about how to fill that open seat. Here's Jacqueline Gist.
I would like us to have a conversation next week on filling Lydia's seat and how we want to approach that. There's a lot of buzz in the community.
The seat will officially become vacant December 3rd, but the aldermen do not meet again until January 2014. Town Clerk Kathy Wilson told the board they will have to decide on the process at that January meeting.
You can discuss it next week and direct staff to prepare a resolution on which way you want to fill the seat.
Yes.
And then the charter requirement would be if you decide to fill it by having a special election, then you must make that decision on the meeting after the date in which the vacancy occurred.
The board could choose to fill the seat by appointment or at a special election held during the May primary. Although aldermen also have the option to hold a separate town-wide special election before May, board members quickly ruled that out as too expensive. Carrboro's special election this past March to fill Dan Coleman's seat cost the town approximately $18,000. Damon Siles was the sole candidate. He won with 232 votes. The board can't formally adopt a process, but Gist said she'd like to provide clarity to the public now, especially as some are already vying for the appointment.
There's a lot of lobbying going on for people. Frankly, put it out there, I think we need to have an election because it's not our seat to give. It's the people's seat to vote on. We need to have that conversation.
Right.
The board agreed to discuss options and preliminary costs next Tuesday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Vice President Joe Biden is coming to Chapel Hill this Friday to help raise campaign money for State Senator Kay Hagan. The White House made the announcement on Tuesday. Hagan seeks re-election next year, and Vice President Biden had planned a trip to Durham last month, but that trip got canceled due to the partial government shutdown. So Vice President Biden called Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt on his re-election last week, and now he's coming to Chapel Hill this week on Friday in support of Senator Kay Hagan. The Chamber of Commerce is recognizing 12 individuals who shaped our local business economy by honoring them tonight as the inaugural class of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Business Hall of Fame. It'll all take place at the Carolina Inn. A special recognition is designated for individuals with a record of excellence in business management and entrepreneurship, as well as having a positive impact on our community during their careers. The inaugural class of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Business Hall of Fame includes WCHL's own Jim Hebner. Also, Stein, Bill, and Jesse Bassnight Sr. of S.H. Bassnight & Sons, Michael Barefoot of Southern Season, Mildred Council of Mama Dips, Orville Campbell of the Chapel Hill News, Ted and Edward Danziger of Restaurateurs, R.B. and Jenny Fitch of Fitch Creations, Mac Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware, Mickey Yule of the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, George Watts Hill Sr. of Central Carolina Bank, Frank Keenan of Keenan Oil and Keenan Transport, and Mel Raskus of Mel Raskus and Associates Realtors. To honor the inaugural class, the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce is hosting a black tie gala tonight at the Carolina Inn with the induction ceremony itself set for 8 p.m. WCHL News Time, 7:38. Time to take a look at news around town. The Orange County Solid Waste Management Department announces that curbside recycling will not be collected on November 28th for Thanksgiving Day. The makeup day for recycling will be on Saturday, November 30th. The Orange County Landfill and Solid Waste Convenience Centers will be closed on Thanksgiving, but will resume normal hours of operation on Friday. The administrative offices will close for November 28th and 29th, Thanksgiving and the day after, and will resume business on December 2nd. If you'd like more information, you can view news around town stories, this one and others, on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:39. Ladies and gentlemen, Rand Northam just walked into the studio today. And Dr. Northam, how are things going on at chapelboro.com today?
I will never be a doctor.
Trust me,
I don't know that anyone would give me an honorary doctorate. That would be the only thing. I'm not going back to school to get a doctorate.
No,
I'll tell you that.
I don't think I would. That's a long time commitment.
It is. My wife is possibly working on it. She's actually just gotten a new job at UNC Hospitals and in some administrative work. And she's still thinking about going back to school for physical therapy. So we might have a doctor in the family, and she'll be making all the money.
Well, we all know that she's a smart one in your family anyway.
You're darn right.
So may as well happen.
That is for sure.
Yeah, well, what's happening at the website today, as if I have to ask?
Well, D.G. Martin starts off his column, Climbing a New Mountain Peak, as by saying, life is like a mountain range. That's from Ping Fu. who told a group of UNC Chapel Hill students that last week, and D.G. Martin breaking down a book of hers. Again, Climbing a New Mountain Peak is that column in our column section on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck is writing a blog entry every day for a year. And he continues on with Becoming University Mall. This is part two of the University Mall series, as now we know exactly what's going into University Mall, a new luxury movie theater, Silver Spot. I keep wanting to call it Silver Point, but that is not correct.
Yeah.
It is Silver Spot, and that will be there in 2015. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, it really is. 13 screens, is that right?
I think so. 13 screen, yep. That's right in Aaron's column that I have pulled up right here.
Yeah.
So you want to check that out. Also, we've got some great photos up. Of course, you mentioned yesterday that we put up our Big Apple giveaway photos. They are up. Yeah. They were up yesterday. And we've got a new one, Multicultural Festival. Susan went out to that and took some great photos of that event as well. So you'll want to check that out. That was at UNC Hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Huddle Up with the Heels. A lot of great things going on there. College Pick'em, of course. Get your picks in before the end of this week. And I'm not sure. I can't remember if there's any Thursday games on there. But you'll want to check that out and make sure you get that in before
that game kicks off. Even if you haven't done this, you can do it just 1 week if
you
want.
That's right.
And part of the process this week will be talking about Carolina and Pittsburgh. And we always use the tiebreaker. Can you pick the score and win a prize? So go to chapelbro.com/huddleup to play that game.
Yeah, I'm looking at getting a few points back on Aaron. I don't think there's any chance of me catching him. But
there's no hope for me. So
yeah,
I'm not even going to talk about it.
We move on. Right. And also, Coach Fedora says Williams will complicate things for the Pittsburgh defense. Of course, that's the report from Matt Oakes, and that's in Huddle Up with the Heels, along with a lot of other great columns talking about this matchup and other matchups throughout the season and around the country as well, not just UNC talk going on Huddle Up with the Heels. So you'll want to check that out. More than we can even talk about on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
7:42 in WCHL. The commentary on the way next from Walt Mack.
7.5 million Americans live with the visible signs of psoriasis every day. However, there's finally an answer. Extract laser therapy at Central Dermatology Center. With an average of 8 to 10 safe and pain-free treatments, patients have experienced meaningful clearance. It is FDA approved and it is accepted by all major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. So if you want to live clear and live free, Extract Therapy is now available at Central Dermatology Center, just off East 54 in Chapel Hill. Find out more at Central Derm.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
In Chapel Hill, businesses do more than just sell products and services. They help create our community. We call it Commerce Plus. We're home to businesses who invest in local causes, sustainable technologies, and use environmentally friendly business practices. Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, open for business, to business, and where business is Commerce Plus. Find out more at opentobusiness.com.
29 degrees in Chapel Hill, 28 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. 7:44 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. A recent poll conducted by UNC's Gillings School of Global Public Health suggests that nearly half of the state's residents favor increasing the tax on a pack of cigarettes. The town of Chapel Hill, Orange County, and the state of North Carolina are staring at a major source of revenue to revive their anemic coffers, and it's right under their noses. At one time, North Carolina was a leading grower and producer of tobacco products. Not anymore. Yet it still tries to protect tobacco interests. The state currently assesses a tax of 45 cents for a pack of cigarettes, one of the lowest of all the 50 states. Compare that to the national average of $1.34 a pack. That's almost $1 a pack more that the state of North Carolina could collect in revenue to distribute to counties and cities struggling for ways to make ends meet. According to the UNC Chapel Hill study, the majority of North Carolinians' support was found among non-smokers, better educated people, and those in higher income tax brackets. And support for higher tobacco taxes also applies to chewing tobacco, snuff, cigars, and loose tobacco, which are already taxed at lower rates than cigarettes. Count that as another source of revenue. Raising taxes on tobacco may also reduce smoking. That's not bad either, since smoking is a leading cause of cancer. It's a sin tax, but then wouldn't it be a sin not to raise a tobacco tax, particularly when we need the revenue so badly? This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
746 at WCHL. And coming up, we'll take a look at traffic and weather together. We have the word of the day from Wayne Pond, clean joke of the day from Lauren Stafford, and today's WCHL hometown hero, Cliff Swanson. All of that on the way in the next few minutes.
Discover how art can influence social change at the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill. The Ackland's new exhibition, The Samat Collective, Art and Activism in India Since 1989, on view through January 5th, features work by artists addressing justice and equality in the world's largest democracy, India. After experiencing contemporary Indian art in the galleries, stop by the Ackland Museum Store's India Bazaar to purchase goods to take home. Admission is free. For more information, visit ackland.org.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
3 days of phenomenal savings this weekend. It's Diamonds Direct Crabtree's biggest sale of the year store-wide. This is the jewelry event everybody waits for. Extra savings on rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pearls, pendants, colored gemstones. It's all on sale. Plus, we've flown in a multi-million dollar selection of all new designer jewelry. Every piece specially priced. 3 days of spectacular savings. Best values of 2013 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Only at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
What's more rock and roll than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The inaugural Chapel Hill Carborough Business Hall of Fame. On November 13th, join the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce for this gala event and induction ceremony that will recognize the true rock stars of our business community, whose excellence in business management and courageous thinking has made a positive and lasting impact in our community. The Hall of Fame Gala, a black tie celebration, is November 13th at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Visit carolinachamber.org to buy your tickets today.
Tickets, I don't know if they're still available right now or not. That event is coming up tonight, and it's going to be a lot of fun at the Carolina Inn, that's
pretty,
for sure.
Pretty sure you have to call for those you're still interested.
I would think so. So, this traffic and weather report, traffic brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Now with your morning traffic, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 southbound between Garrett Road and I-40 seeing some delays. 15501 northbound between Estes Drive and I-40 also seeing moderate delays this morning. NC-54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40 seeing delays. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. I-40, the Durham Freeway, MLK, Estes Drive, Franklin Street not reporting any accidents. No delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Before we get to the weather, I'll tell you there's a 100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up in just a few minutes here. WCHL, everybody excited about that.
I'm excited.
And this traffic report, this weather report, I should say, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill. If you need an engagement ring or a custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Go see Berkeley today at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza on the Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. It is 29 degrees. Lots of sunshine expected today. It's going to be cooler. High today only 45, but without the strong winds we had late in the day yesterday. Thank goodness. Tonight clear and cold again with a low in the middle 20s. Tomorrow sunny, not as cool with a high in the afternoon about 58. And then tomorrow night it's going to get cold again. Clear skies, lows in the upper 20s. 7:51 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just a ripple in the pond. Wayne Pond joins us now. How are you this morning, sir?
You light up my life.
Oh, come on. Leave Debbie Boone out of this.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard
you
that
don't
song.
Like Debbie?
I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Well, you say nice things, so I thought I'd say something nice back. See? No good deed goes unpunished.
That's true. You got me on that one. Well...
All right, Ron Boy. Well, speaking of good deeds, good words, bad words, here's a dandy for you.
Good.
The word of the day is animadversion. Animadversion.
Whoa.
I'm sure you've come across this in your vast, vast deserts of knowledge. Is there such a thing as a desert of knowledge?
Animadversion. Sort of like an empty space, yeah.
A-N-I-M-A-D... followed by version, V-E-R-S-I-O-N, A-N-I-M-A-D, followed by V-E-R-S-I-O-N, animadversion. Are you familiar with this term? You or the big ram there, the dandy, the bon-om?
Well, Rand's walked back into the newsroom. He lost interest about 30 seconds ago. And animadversion, I would think, is like an animal cartoon version of something? I really don't know.
No, actually, it has nothing to do with animals or cartoons. It's all about being critical. Adverse remarks.
Uh-huh.
Critical, usually, are you ready for this? Censorious remarks. Ooh. Does that send a chill up your linguistic spine or not?
Yes, it does.
A critical and usually censorious, censorious remark or adverse criticism. That is the meaning of animadversion. It is a noun. Ron, this is a toughie. Let's see if you get a winner in an hour or so, okay?
Yeah, why not? Hey, listen, Wayne, thanks a lot. You've educated me today.
Yeah, well, I'm giving you what you're paying me for, so you...
You sure are.
Take care, pal.
That's a word I've never heard before and probably will never hear again after today. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. You can do all that. We'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It is 7:53.
97.9 FM, WCHL. Good morning, Sir Ron Stutz. And time now to switch gears altogether. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get the climbing gear out now and head on up to Lauren Stafford. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing down there?
Oh, just fantastic. It's good for you to be in my world now.
Yeah, I love being in your world.
Yeah.
It's always fun and exciting.
Well,
something different every day.
Have you got a good, clean joke?
I think so.
That's what I want to know.
I do. This one actually comes to us from Jim Havnick.
Okay. Well, I'm a little worried about this, but but go ahead and let's see how it goes.
I am too. All right. It's a little bit long, so pay attention.
All right. I have a very short attention span.
All right.
I'll try.
All right. Keep it together for the next 30 seconds. A senior citizen. How funny is that? Anyway. Way to start the joke anyway. So
yeah, really. Thanks, anyway. Jim.
A senior citizen drove his brand new Corvette convertible out of the dealership. Mm-hmm. Taking off down the road, he pushed it to 80 miles per hour, enjoying the wind blowing through what little hair he had left.
Okay.
Amazing, he thought, as he flew down I-95. Pushing the pedal even more. Looking in his rearview mirror, he saw a state trooper.
Uh-oh.
Blue lights flashing and siren blaring. He floored it to 100 miles per hour, then 110, then 120.
My goodness, this old guy is looking for trouble.
You know, one of those midlife crises, maybe?
I guess.
Suddenly he thought, what am I doing? I am too old for this. And pulled over to await the trooper's arrival. Good plan there. Pulling in behind him, the trooper got out of his vehicle and walked up to the Corvette. He looked at his watch, then said, sir, my shift ends in 30 minutes. Today is Friday. If you can give me a new reason for speeding, a reason I've never heard before, I'll let you go.
Oh, that ought to be difficult. I'm sure he's heard it all.
They're right. The old gentleman paused and said, 3 years ago, my wife ran off with a state trooper. I thought you were bringing her back. The trooper replied, have a good day, sir.
You know, I've heard that before, but
oh, have you?
I forgot it. I forgot the details.
Maybe that's why Jim sent it. He knew for you, even second time read, it would still be a new
exactly.
Joke.
It was a fresh joke fresh up until joke. I got to the very end in our punchline. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll see you.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Several of UNC's ROTC students have been trying hard to rally the troops here in Chapel Hill to honor U.S. military veterans, especially on Veterans Day. One of these students is Cliff Swanson, a senior cadet captain with UNC's Army ROTC program. He worked hard to put together the ceremonies on Monday to honor our veterans at the Carolina Alumni Memorial on Cameron Avenue, not far from Memorial Hall. Cliff Swanson is today's WCHL hometown hero.
It really means a lot to those who served, and it's really important for us to remember the sacrifices that they paid and the sacrifices that they made so that we can honor them, respect, and give them all that's necessary. It's really important for us to continue to do this so that we can never forget the sacrifices that they paid.
Has the nation's appreciation for its military veterans grown in recent years? Cadet Swanson isn't sure he can go so far as to say that.
I'm not too sure. Definitely being a part of this year's Veterans Day ceremony and being a part of ROTC definitely adds some emphasis. However, you know, I can't really say. I think it's always important for us to always honor our veterans, you know, every year. I do think UNC is reaching out to all the Military Appreciation Day stuff with football and basketball, as well as recognizing the cadets on the field. So I think that's a really good step to where we're headed.
The ROTC Army, Navy, and Air Force branches at Carolina bring in a Veterans Day speaker each year. This year it was the Army ROTC's responsibility, and they brought in Brigadier General John Hort, who happens to be a UNC alum. He served in the military for the last 3 decades. Will Cliff Swanson be career military?
I'm not sure yet, sir. We all serve a minimum of 4 or so years, and after that, we make the call on if we would like to continue to serve.
Cliff Swanson, for your willingness to get involved, for your efforts to bring attention to our military, past and present, on Veterans Day, especially, you're today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thank you so much.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Since 1975, Southern Season, with over 70,000 unique offerings and hard-to-find local products, has something for everyone. Whether looking for a loved one or 100 valued employees, our friendly and knowledgeable staff will make your shopping experience enjoyable. Visit today. Start with a meal at Weatherbank, and then let us help you select a gift or make a gift basket especially for you. Southern Season, Chapel Hill's gift-giving destination for almost 40 years. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive, Chapel Hill.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's a minute before 8 o'clock at WCHL, and this weather report and a note on traffic, too, brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys Grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys in Menomont Village. For a look at traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you, Ron. NC 54 West through Carborough, a possible accident just west of Jones Ferry Road. The caller said couldn't quite make it to the scene of where the slowdown begins, so not sure if it is an accident, but slow traffic. Again, NC 54 West through Carborough.
All right. Well, thanks for letting everybody know about that, and we'll keep an eye on that. Thanks, Rand. It is cold, 28 degrees in Chapel Hill right now.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open to business.